Greetings and welcome. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I'm Marguerite. A great program today, showcasing local and national Canadian musicians and artists, and also an interview with Shayna Goldberg as part of the Music on Main and the Playhouse. Let's begin with some beautiful music by Ravel. His Pavane for a Dead Princess. Now, this was actually written for solo piano back in 1899 when he was studying composition at the Conservatoire de Paris under Gabriel Fauré. And Ravel later published an orchestrated version of the Pavane just a little later on in 1910. He himself described the piece, and I quote, "an evocation of a Pavane that a little princess might, in former times, have danced at the Spanish court." The Pavane begins with a very slow professional dance, and it enjoys some great popularity in the courts of Europe during the 16th and 17th centuries. Today we're going to hear another performance, which enjoys some great performance as well. It is Pierre Monteux, and he is joined by the members of the London Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Pierre Monteux directing, joined by the members of the London Symphony. And that was the beautiful Ravel's Pavane for a Dead Princess. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Let's continue with some music by George Fiala. Now, wearing multiple hats as composer, organist, pianist, and radio producer, Fiala was born in Kiev back in 1922. He wrote over 200 compositions, including 5 symphonies, concertos, orchestral works, as well as lots of chamber music. Today we're going to hear the Adagio from his concerto Cantata, and this was premiered back in 1987 at Roy Thomson Hall. Of the Adagio, he says, "I used the lyrical song about the sad fate of a seagull losing her young to heartless strangers, an allegory to the tragic history of the Ukraine." Here is the Adagio. the middle movement adagio, and that is from Fiala's Concerto Cantata with the Canadian Ukrainian Opera Chorus and Christina Quilico, joined also by the members of the Kitchener-Waterloo Symphony Orchestra. And as I did allude to earlier, we're going to sample a little bit of The Tempest coming up later, a great interview with a phenomenal director, well, producer, I think she does it all. Anyway, but first let's just take a little bit of the music. It is new music that's going to be performed at the Music on Main event, but the first composer actually for The Tempest, and that is the great work of Shakespeare, his last play, and that was Sibelius. Now, he had just completed his 7th symphony, which was to be his last. He didn't make it to 9, and that was done in 1924. And the idea for The Tempest was first suggested to Sibelius back in 1901 by his friend and publisher. And today, as I alluded to, many composers and musicians have followed in his footsteps. But why not? Let's just take a little listen to some snippets of what Sibelius did in the overture to The Tempest.
Thank you.
At Music on Main, there is always some great musicians and interesting, engaging music. Now, I was very intrigued by a premiere performance of music and theater based on Shakespeare's The Tempest. And today, we're very much in luck to speak with the artistic planning and operations manager and, yet, producer. She's got a lot of titles, Shayna Goldberg. And a welcome talent to Vancouver. Shayna holds an MBA from York University, and she did hail from Toronto, but you know what? She's made her way to the West Coast, and we're very lucky to have her. Welcome, Shayna.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for that. It sounds so nice.
Well, you've done quite a great things. And when I read the description of the event as part of Music on Main, I was totally riveted. Now, Shakespeare's final play, which has inspired musicians and actors for over 400 years, and you've reinvented it. Can you tell me a little bit what's going on?
Yeah, so The Tempest Project, as this exciting new musical and theatrical experience, is inspired by Shakespeare's The Tempest, as well as some of his modern responses to the play, like W.H. Auden's The Sea in the Mirror and Margaret Atwood's Hagseed. And while it doesn't retell the famous works, it is definitely filled with storms and magic and wonder, and it's going to be a journey, both literally and figuratively, for the audiences.
So you are taking small groups of audiences just through paths of the theater, which a lot of people are very curious about because they've never been able to see.
That's it, exactly. We're really playing with the magic of the playhouse itself, because there are so many little nooks and crannies that people haven't seen, even artists haven't seen. And our guides are going to move the audience through and experience music in the expected and the unexpected ways.
Well, I know where the special bathrooms are. Does that count?
It does. I mean, those are fun places.
Now, you have collaborated. I mean, some people might know that one of the earliest classical composers to do music for The Tempest was Sibelius, but you've collaborated with some amazing composers, including Gabriel Kane, Alfredo Santaolalla, who actually we've had a guest on the show before, and more. Can you elaborate how you met up with these musicians and what kind of music can people expect?
Yeah, we've been very fortunate to work with a number of composers. Sina Halady, who is part of our company, our Tempest Project company, and will perform at the shows. She wrote a new piece that will be a world premiere called Conversation. Gabriel Kahane has been a friend of Music on Main's for a while now. And so when David Pei, our artistic director and the creator of the work, reached out, he went, yes, that sounds like so much fun. So he came here and worked with our company for a week, kind of playing with different options and different ways of exploring another speech from The Tempest in the Commonwealth. Is the name of his composition, and that will also be a world premiere. And I actually just got the title of another one. Nancy Tam, a local fantastic sound designer and composer and creator, and oh gosh, she's amazing and has worked with us a little bit too. Her new piece is called An Evaporating Sigh. And so all those three are world premieres.
That's what I was going to say. Project. I thought it was just one world premiere, but no, you timed it by three. Which is fantastic. And there's also lots of development in the sound and light when people go through. Can you explore that a little bit with me?
For sure. So we're playing, as I said, we really want to use the magic of the playhouse and enhance it. In this show. So we're going to be using sound designed by Nancy Tam as well as some other surprise sounds that I won't say more about.
No, that's the teaser. We need a teaser.
Yeah, we're going to be using sound throughout the building to create mystery and wonder. And the lighting is really to enhance. We really are showcasing the different intricacies of this Centennial Building and how we may, I don't know if you've ever been in the Triangle Stairwell, or you're like, oh gosh, yeah, I totally know that, but you don't see it in the ways that we want you to see it in the show. So it, everything will look familiar, but also feel new.
So just a little cheeky.
A little.
In a good way. In a very good way. No.
Exactly.
It sounds like a phenomenal project, and it's coming up July 17th through the 22nd.
That's right.
And people can go to musiconmaine.ca to get their tickets. And I would suggest they get them soon. Because
they would. The 17th is already sold out.
Oh, fantastic. So. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this has been so great to speak with you. And you know what? You've done amazing works. And you probably didn't know. There's only one more question I'm going to ask you. And
sure.
You probably have no answer for it. But it's okay. None of my artists have an answer for it. There is a little portion of our program that we call oboe music time. So,
oh goodness.
Okay. Oh yes, I know. So I'm just wondering, is there any oboe in there?
Okay, so I played oboe in middle school and I was terrible at it.
Well, it's kind of a tough instrument to master.
It's a very tough instrument. There is no oboe, but I'm always entertained by people that play oboe so beautifully because of my horrible experience.
Well, you know what? I say that's a very fair answer. And once again, my thanks to Shaina Goldberg. And you know what?
You
can go and get your tickets right now at musiconmaine.ca. And I suggest you do fast because, you know, just the whole treat of seeing backstage at the Playhouse is something you won't forget.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me on. And yes, we hope to see you at the Playhouse.
I will definitely be there. I'll come and introduce you with my oboe. There we go.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, you take care and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM. And, you know, I think we just got a great introduction to our next segment. It is oboe music time. Today, a selection from a disc called Sweet Melancholy, which features many composers from the 20th century. Now, I've chosen a work that is very difficult technically for the instrument, but it's also stunningly beautiful. I'm speaking about Benjamin Britten's Six Metamorphoses After Ovid for solo oboe. This was written back in 1951 and intended to evoke the images of the Roman poet Ovid's Metamorphoses. The piece is dedicated to the oboist who first performed it, Joy Botten, and she gave this performance at the Oldenburg Festival back on the 14th of June in 1951. Today, a lovely performance by oboist Jeremy Palmier. Boy, anyone would need a big breath after that performance. Phenomenal performance by Jeremy Palmier. That was Benjamin Britten's Six Metamorphoses after Ovid. One of the hardest pieces to actually master. And to make it sound effortless, quite the star. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I always like experiencing new music. And today we have some from William Levine. Born in Sudbury, Ontario, studied at the Cambrian College in Sudbury, as well as the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto. He is a singer, pianist, and composer. We're going to hear some excerpts from his three short pieces for piano from his disc, Awakening.
Thank you.
William Levine, and some excerpts from his three short pieces for piano from The Disc Awakening. This is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM. And I do believe we have time for one more selection. And to end it off, why not with a classic, The Flower Duet from Dilip Lakhmi. This was first performed back in Paris in 1883. It takes place in Act One of the three-act opera between the characters Lakhmi and her servant Malika as they go to gather the blue lotus flower by the river. This performance is definitely classical. Well, Miri Mesble and Danielle Millet. What a great way to exit a program. Off to the flowers and pick some lotus flowers if you get a chance. You have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thank you very much for joining me. Till next time. And do stay listening to Shukshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That is coming up next. And I'll tell you, Work does a great job. Till next time.